Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Whatever time it is your way, we want to say God bless you all. You are now tuned in to the Angels of Melody International Radio Station with your girl, Miss Angel, on deck. And not only we are live on this great Thursday morning on this great station, but we're also heard live right now on MZ Radio London, UK, with our brother, Mr. Saji Harmony. Also, we are live right now on AP Radio UK with our brother, O'Fields, and also Salt FM UK with our brothers, DJ Jide and DJ Shaggy Tosh. Giving a shout out to our brother, Victor, there of Gospel Groove Network there in Nigeria. And to all of you that are listening in all of Africa, in Nigeria, Zambia, Uganda, Kenya, Cameroon, you name it, in Africa, in Italy, those that are in Belgium, our sister Unique Grace, our brother Eni Okeson there in Dubai and in Jamaica, everywhere around the globe. Here in the USA, we just want to say good morning to you. Giving a shout out to my bro, St. James, yes, holding it down. And to everyone that is listening in, we have a great show coming before you on this great Thursday morning. We have some great music that you're going to be hearing from around the world. But right now, in this first part of the segment, we have a recording artist, y'all. Yes, recording artist named Adam Christopher. Met him through St. James. Our brother St. James messaged me one day and say, hey, I got a brother that got some good music. You need to check it out. I think you're going to love it. And you might want to get it on the station. And I listened to it. I connected with him immediately and heard the song. And I loved it. It's made a few times, really, on the Angels of Melody top 10 charts. Yes, for most popular and also top tracks on the station a few times. So right now, I'm so excited to have him on the show this morning. So we're going to click him in right now. Good morning, Adam. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good as well. I'm excited to have you on the show today. And so I'm going to go ahead and let you reintroduce yourself and let everybody know where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Adam Christopher, and I'm a recording artist. I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio.
Okay, Ohio. And so, like I said, I'm so excited to have you on. Once again, shout out goes to our brother, St. James, because it definitely was a divine, you know, hookup. And I just, you know, I'm just grateful on this morning, like I said, to have you on. This great song that you have, Enough, as you know, has been rocking the charts. I know you was kind of like, wow, you know.
Yeah. Very surprised. Yeah, I'm very grateful.
Yeah, wow. So share a little bit about who Adam Christopher is, you know. Share a little bit to the people.
Well, like I said, I'm a recording artist from Columbus, Ohio. From here, born and raised. My music is pretty introspective. I'm an observer, so I'm constantly observing things and trying to put my own take on life situations and finding myself through my lyrics and my experiences and putting that down on paper. So I'm always trying to be introspective through my lyrics and through my music, and that really takes a hold with this song, Enough. This song is very introspective, and it really talks about what's going on with the state of the world right now. And that's something that I wanted to showcase. I thought that would be a good single to showcase right now, because we're living in a crazy world right now. So,
true.
Yeah, I thought that this song would resonate with a lot of people.
Okay. So how long you been into music? Like, how long you been writing?
Well, I've been into music most of my life. I started becoming serious about music when I was about 18 or 19. But I didn't start actually writing my own lyrics until probably about maybe 10 years ago or so.
Okay.
I had to find my own voice through music first. And I had to find out who I was as a musician, as an artist first before I could really get into, I had to really find my own voice. So that's where I discovered myself through song. But I started listening to my mom's old records when I was younger, and that's what really got me into music. Has a collection of records going back to the 70s and the 80s, and that's what I was mostly influenced by. That sound, the 70s and the 80s, and those artists. So I really got into music through my mom.
Oh, okay. So name a few artists that kind of, you know, inspired you, that you love?
Well, my number one artist that I love is Sade. I love her music. I like Fleetwood Mac. I love Prince. I love Michael Jackson. I was definitely influenced by Michael Jackson, definitely.
Okay.
Some of the newer people would be Timbaland as a producer. Pharrell. I like Pharrell a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, those are some of the artists that I like.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's a great selection there. That's a great selection of artists there. So, okay, now my next question, you were saying about the enough, you know, you wrote that because of, you know, life itself, the different situations that's going on. So that's bringing me into the next thing, the COVID situation. Like, with this COVID going around, it hit last year. We all know shut some stuff down all year. And then we're bringing in the new year, still going through with this COVID. Like, how has this affected you? Has it affected you in any kind of way?
It's affected me because of the loss of life, definitely. Seeing that on TV, hearing about people that I know who's lost loved ones is definitely disheartening to me. I haven't lost anybody in my family, luckily, so that's good. But I am worried, like, about my mom. She has lupus. So her immune system is weak, so I'm worried about her. So I try to be diligent in what I do as far as my daily activities regarding COVID, trying to stay safe, wear my mask, wash my hands, stuff like that, so I can, you know, interact with her more safely. That's changed my life in that regard, just doing that and being concerned about her and the older people in my family. But just hearing about the loss of life in general, like 400,000 people dying from this illness, is really, really sad. And it does affect how I feel about the state of the world, for sure, and how I feel about the state of humanity. It makes me feel disheartened, really.
Yeah, exactly. And so in saying that, you know, there's a lot of people tuning in right now, and, you know, some people are feeling depressed and, like, they just want to give up on life. And then you got a lot of artists out there not doing concerts, and some people feel like I shouldn't write. Music is not going anywhere. What word of encouragement can you share to those out there that's listening in?
Well, I would have to say that you have to just hold on and keep going, because nothing in life is permanent. This is going to pass. And we have to keep going. Life is going to exist after this pandemic, and we have to be prepared for it. We have to be ready for it. And music is going to save lives. So we have to continue to make good music for people out there, to bring them joy, to bring them happiness, to bring them peace, to bring them some kind of solace during this time. I think that's very important for musicians and artists to be artists at this time, because that's what gets people through rough years and rough times ahead is art and stuff like that. So but I think we have to really just stay focused, stay diligent, and keep our eyes on our art and our integrity as artists.
Yeah, exactly. All right. And so with this song Enough here, like if anybody wants to purchase the song, where can they, you know, go to purchase or listen to the song, and how do they get in contact with you?
It's on, the song is on all streaming networks under Adam Christopher. Specifically, you can find it on Spotify under Adam Christopher Enough. You can look me up on my IG, which is Adam Christopher Star. That's the easy way to find me online. And my Facebook is Adam Christopher, so you can find me on there as well.
Okay. All right, then. Well, I cannot wait to play this great song, Enough. As I stated again, you know, I'm just so grateful for our brother St. James for even connecting us. And you know, he know I love music, and he know he got the ear for it because he do it himself, and he got great music. And his music is rocking the charts as well. So I was just excited to see that the station, wow, that your song Enough is really taking a toll, you know, on them airwaves. You know, the station is loving it. And so it's been on there a few times on the charts, and I'm quite sure it's going to continue to keep rocking the charts as well. So in saying that, brother, I'm thanking you for being on with us on this morning to share with us. And also I know that the people around the world continue enjoying the song, and those that haven't heard it as of right now, I know they're ready to hear it, and they're going to be enjoying it as well. So before we go to the song and in this first segment, is there anything you would like to say before you go?
I just want to thank everybody who enjoys the song, and I just hope that you keep playing it and that it brings you some type of solace in this time and that you can relate to it.
All right, then. All right, then. Well, God bless you, brother, and we look forward to having you back on the show again, and maybe
thank
we can talk about other things and everything, you know, share about more music to the people.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
I guess we'll be talking soon then. And so in everyone that is tuning in right now, we just thank you for listening to this first segment. The show is not over with, but we're going to bring you this great song called Enough by our brother Adam Christopher. And then we'll be right back.